In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Thank you.
The next scripture reading is from Luke 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you.
Next reading continues on in Luke chapter 2. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. At the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb.
Thank you.
Matthew chapter 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it was written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Shall we just pray together? Our gracious God and Father, we thank you so much that we can sing again, that we can sing of the wonder of our Savior, all that he has done in coming to earth, in putting aside his glory, born in a poor to a poor family and in a poor conditions, so that he might live among us and he might come and give his life so that we might have life forevermore. Lord, we pray that what we have learned here tonight would stay with us, it would press itself on our hearts and our minds, and that we would go from here changed and carrying the things that we've heard and learned and seen again. Lord, we pray, please grow us into knowing you, into loving you, and into wanting to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray all this. Amen. Well, thanks very much for coming. Thanks very much for coming.
Well, I have a Christmas poem I composed with the Holy Spirit's help.
Okay, go on.
It's Christmas time and peace on earth. The King has come through virgin birth. All heavenly hosts in harmony sing. Glory to the newborn King. Some shepherds gather, leaving flock, find Emmanuel, the living rock. Wise men kneel, bringing gifts. The light has dawned, the paradigm shifts. A barnyard scene like never before. Joy to the world, for he is the door. So open up, make room this day. Prince of Peace, come we pray. Be pure of heart and seek his face, for it's Christmas time, amazing grace. So goodwill to men with Jesus' presence, and savour now the true Christmas essence. Told ya.
That's a gift. I definitely couldn't do that. That was very well done. Thank you. Now, we do have a Christmas service here tomorrow, so if you want to join us for that, please do feel free to do that. It's 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And yeah, if you're new here, there is just a little reading package if you want to take something with you home to read about Christmas and why we have Christmas and the meaning behind Christmas as well. So thank you very much for coming. We hope that you enjoy your Christmas and the holiday time. Thank you.